Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics are brought to you by Axiom Painting. What is your favorite thing about fall?
Oh, boy.
It's a good question.
This is going to be a recency bias right here if I say this one, because it was just top of mind. I happened to run somewhere yesterday and grab something. It was one of the first times. Oh, no, I know what it was. I just decided I wanted to leave my house. I saw how dirty my car was, and I said, I'm taking the car to the car wash.
Okay.
It's sunny, and then I'm going to sit in a parking lot, and I'm going to enjoy this sunshine.
Yeah, it was a great day.
And that's exactly what I did. I had a little Zoom meeting, and I just did it in the car in the sun. It was wonderful.
Oh.
But I, driving around, I got my car washed, and then I was like, I want something to drink. And for some reason, I was going to go to a coffee stand, and it was packed. There was just too many people. So I went around the corner, and there was a Starbucks, and there was zero people in it. And I thought, well, I get it. But then I decided to go through and see if I could find something to drink. And I saw spiced apple cider. Oh, golly. Venti spiced apple cider. Now, it tastes like pure sugar. Like, I'm pretty sure I had all my sugar intake for a month. But it was, oh my gosh, it was good.
And it, when it says spiced, does it just mean it has more of a pumpkin spice flavor to it? Or is it a cinnamon thing?
It's not pumpkin spice. No, no, no. Hmm. There's no pumpkin.
There's no pumpkin. It's just spiced. It's pumpkin spice without the pumpkin.
Yeah, you're the only pumpkin here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, I think spiced is a pretty typical term with cider.
What
right?
is it?
Like you could have a spiced cider.
Okay.
I don't know what spice it is, but because they did. They had regular and then they had spiced. And I thought, oh, I'll try spiced.
Go crazy.
It was so good. So right now, my answer is what I like best about fall, apple cider.
I feel like I'd have a lot of cinnamon then, correct? No? Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a spice.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Always helping out.
Happy to be here.
I mean, Steve, it was your question and I stole it. So what is your answer for your favorite part about fall?
Ooh. I might have to go just like Thanksgiving.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know we were going to allow holidays.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah. No, holidays are fine. I just wasn't expecting it.
Or maybe just the, I just like the changing of the leaves. That's kind of nice.
Mm, okay. I'm torn with the whole leaf thing because I have a lot of pickup to do when they
fall.
Yeah,
you do.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it looks cool for a short period of time. And then there's always the last couple of years, the leaves have been problematic in the fact that it got warm for a while in September. And a little
it's
bit
87
warm.
Degrees in September, and then next thing you know,
yes, Kevin, this is the problem.
It snows, and your leaves are like you didn't get any leaves done.
Well, they didn't even fall off the tree,
right?
Like they fell, you know, it snowed, and then they fell off the tree, and then the leaves were on top of the snow, hard to rake. Don't know if you know.
Yeah, and that was a very weird. That's been 2 years in a row.
It
right?
is, yeah, 2 years in a row. Didn't like it, so I'm always torn with the leaves. Looks great in pictures. Yeah,
it is beautiful.
I'm dealing with it.
What about football?
That was going to be my number one. Yeah, and I didn't know if you were going to allow it because I'm like, well, you know, football, duh, but it is football. Football is my main. That's my number one thing about the fall.
Yeah, I will allow it for sure.
The second is putting a sweatshirt on to go for a walk because that's my favorite kind of walk. I like summer a lot. Summer's probably my favorite season. I don't even mind it when it's hot for the most part unless I'm, like, trying to work in it, but it is something about being able to throw like a long sleeve on or a sweatshirt on or something. You go for a walk and the air is just crisp and you're like, man, let's go. Mm. It's a great feeling.
I mean, the weather is a great answer. The weather is also, it's so much better than spiced apple cider, but I just was like, I told you.
Top of mind,
I was going to be very recent bias, bias with having just drank that thing and it was so stinking good. It was one of those that was so good that I've told myself, like, you're not going back. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was just so good. I could go get it every day.
Don't give in. Yeah, don't give in to it.
No.
Too much of a repeat customer, huh?
Well, plus, you know, that's probably a little high in sugar.
It's a lot of sugar, I'm pretty sure. I didn't look it up, but just from tasting it. And you could go, well, it's natural. It's from an apple. But, yeah, I don't know. It still seems like a lot.
You're like, man, I feel like I have a lot of energy for about an hour and a half. Man, I'm tired. What happened?
I will tell you, the other thing that always gets me pumped up this time of year, and it can kind of into another hot topic, is... Gonzaga Bulldogs. Like, we're so close. The craziness in the kennel is usually like the first week of October. And so you get that, you get to see the team and you get all excited about it and you're like, whoa, it is so close. And then, you know, by November it starts and we're technically still in fall, but then it's, for me, the greatest time of year. We have Zags and football.
Yeah, it's
great.
And
it's just like, oh my gosh.
When did you say the craziness usually is?
October, the first weekend, so probably October 5th,
I think. That is correct. That's 100% right.
Afternoon, 3 o'clock maybe?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. is not right.
Isn't it, though?
For the women?
Let me check. Oh, I know why. The story was released at 10 a.m. That seems way better.
No,
3 p.m., Kevin.
Oh, so okay,
there
right.
we go.
Yeah.
Usually it's middle of the day.
Yeah, that seems, you know.
Well, the festivities might begin at 10 a.m.
They could probably do.
Now, with this as a hot topic right here, we are going
to
turn to
which we're
going
to get to in
Steve.
Round two of Hot Topics.
Oh, are
topics.
We out of time?
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin, how did you become an award-winning newsman?
Well, I would imagine skills.
Okay.
Wrong skills? Answer. Wrong answer.
Try again.
Hard-hitting news, fact-based, unbiased opinions.
Oh, wow.
Reporting the truth.
Kevin James.
Or 1996 flood coverage.
There you go. Right answer, right answer.
Still don't know how I got that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round two. Here's Kevin James.
Stand by.
Okay. Bro, you were chomping at the bit to read a hot topic and come up with
well,
a hot topic.
I had to move my microphone for a minute because... Man. The man was right outside my window.
Oh, it's Tuesday. It's mowing
it
day.
It is. It's
yeah.
Tuesday. Like clockwork, man. They are on it here.
Steve, what day is your mowing day?
Boy, it seems like every day.
And what about your mowing and blowing the same day, right?
For me, it is.
Yeah.
I would assume so. It just seems like they're always doing something out there.
Imagine if you had it on different days. That'd be weird. Also, what's garbage day, Steve? Oh, you just take it out to the dumpster.
No.
Oh, you have a trash can?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They just started doing this. Well, actually, it's been a couple months. I was going to talk about this at one point. It's like a garbage valet. Have you heard of this?
Oh, where they come pick it up every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that. My daughter had that.
Wait, what?
They just set it outside the door, and they come and they grab it every day.
Yeah, they gave me a little, well, basically a normal-sized trash can.
Yeah, yeah.
And, whenever I need to, I can put it outside my door, and they'll come by and pick it up.
Yep. I've seen that.
Yeah, except on Saturday.
Wait. So then they just take it, empty it, and bring you back an empty garbage can?
Well, they don't take it. They just empty it. And then, they like, depending on how yours works, Steve, like the one that I saw, they have like a container that they're walking around with, and they want it in a bag, obviously, or they'll just pull the bag out, leave the can.
Yeah, they just take the bag out of my can.
Mm-hmm. And they just leave the can there.
Yep.
Yeah, Kevin, the apartment complex that I saw it in, where my daughter used to live, was gigantic. I mean, I don't have any idea how many apartments there were there. Like, 400, let's say?
Sure.
So, yeah. It was huge. And they would drive around. There was multiple, like, pickups. And they would be just, you know, bam, guys running in and out of the apartments. I was like, man, that's a lot. Every day? That's a lot. But, yeah, they would do it every day.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's wild.
Must prevent the mess on Friday garbage day.
Absolutely.
Then.
Or the dumpster having a bunch laying out next to it because the dumpster's either full or people threw it and didn't go in, et cetera, et cetera. It's a way to keep it cleaner and less smelly and all that, but it is a lot, yeah.
I am so happy that we don't have the dumpster thing because it just seems like a mess.
Oh, you're just asking for it.
There's a building close to me that has the dumpster.
Yeah.
And I just see it, and I'm always like, it's too much. And yep. I know it's messy on Fridays when everybody puts their garbage out here.
Sure.
And it's like, it's piled up sometimes. People have extras, whatever it is. But it's one day, and then it's gone, and you just move on.
Have you noticed an exorbitant increase in your garbage production once your son and your granddaughter moved in?
Oh, we make trips to the dump because...
Is that because of your son, though?
Yeah, and it's either that or it's, you know, we just can't get caught up.
Yeah.
We forgot... We missed garbage 1 week.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And that, it just, it's not good. And they give us this little garbage can anyways. I don't understand it. Our recycling is big enough to put, you know, tons of recycling in.
Yep.
Now they only do every 2 weeks, though.
Right. That's
so every other week. Yeah. So that does make sense.
Well, you got to really smash it down or cut up all the boxes. Everything's got to be kind of organized in there. Are you just going to run out of room?
Yeah. Mm. But it does still, it seems like the... You know, we always have room in the recycling. There's not, that one's not too bad because it's just so much bigger.
Right, yeah.
But the little garbage can, is it like you put two bags in it and it's full and you're just like, well.
I do the thing where I go through the garbage bag after it, when it comes outside. I'll go through it and find if there's any recycling in it. Most of the time there's not, but you know, sometimes it's the stuff that takes up the most room. The other thing that takes up a lot of room is the, if you're getting a lot of takeout, like Steve, those containers seem to take up a lot of room. And you can't recycle them because they usually have food stains in them.
Yes and yes. That is, I'm not going to argue.
Hey, I know we've had this conversation before, but I am still recycling pizza boxes,
yeah,
and
that's
I don't
a no-no.
Really care what anybody says. I do not care.
I know.
It says on the box, recycle it. Recycle it.
I'm with
and
you,
I will.
Kevin.
I will. I
know.
I will put them in there from now until the end of time because... It says recycle it. Do your part.
I know.
I recycle it.
Yep.
And, I mean, I do dump all the stuff out of there, the boxes, and it's not terrible.
It's the most baffling thing ever. Like, for me, I have three bins, trash, recycling, and then a clean green. And it's just weird that the clean green is where the pizza box goes. And every single time it happens, because we still have a lot of, you know, 20-ish-year-olds around the house, and they eat a lot of pizza. And every single time the conversation comes up, seriously, this goes in the green one? I'm like, I don't know. That's what they keep telling me. I'm just doing what they say.
I don't have a green one, so it goes in the blue one.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Here comes the text. Oh,
it feels better than throwing it in the brown one.
Yeah. You know what
put a pizza box in the brown one, you're full. It's too big.
Right.
I started doing the taking the cap off the water bottle, separating.
Yeah,
the cap
let's go, Steve. Yeah,
because I didn't know that was a thing, and... And I was shamed into it.
Have you ever been scolded by the recycling guy?
You talking to me?
Anybody. I'm talking to you two are the only ones that can actually answer me because you're the only two that have microphones. So either one of you.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you were right to Steve there.
Fair, you can't see me.
Yeah, I mean, I've been scolded by everybody. So, yes, probably.
Well, you'd know it. You'd know it. They leave a note.
Yeah, see, I have not had any trouble.
Oh, man.
We did get, when I was living at home, my dad got a couple notes because he was leaving the one can too close to the other one.
Oh, wow. Oh, because they can't get the claw in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So he got a note.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up the claw. Because, I mean, if you got to get out and move the can, you know, that's kind of a big no-no. No, I've gotten it before. It's like, oh, just FYI, you shouldn't be recycling this or that. And I'm like, bro, don't make it hard on me. Seriously, if it gets hard, I'm going to quit. Trying to keep it simple.
I am from Harrington. I will set it on fire. That's how I was raised.
I don't care. I don't care. It'll be on the street. I don't care. I'll be on the sidewalk. There's going to be a bonfire.
Careful what you ask for.
Don't tempt me. All corrugated cardboard can be tossed into the yard waste can. That's according to Wayne, also a trash guy. A lot of the trash guys calling right now or texting right now.
Are they mad at us?
Rick is. Tom's not really mad. I don't think he's mad.
Well, what are they saying? Are they just saying that don't put it in there because do they have to separate it out?
I don't know. They're telling you to call and get a bigger can, first of all. And I'm like, doesn't that cost more money?
Can I get a bigger can?
Yeah, you can get a bigger one.
I don't even know how to call and do that because I don't pay my bill to...
Oh, you pay them it to the people. You pay I pay it to the apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they. I don't know. Then well,
I think they're in.
Call the apartment
although I have
complex.
A 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. I should have a big can.
This is a. This is America, bro. You call your apartment complex. Say, hey, you guys know who I am.
I ask them. I'm gonna say, what are the chances of a fella like me getting a big can?
And then say something like, "You seen me? I'm a big can kind of guy."
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a bigger one for
sure. Stop sending pictures of the little sticker on the thing. I have one on mine. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the stickers are confusing. Yeah. They really are.
Plus, who Those reads that help. Crap? I don't read that. I'm like,
well, you know who does a good job of it?
Hmm.
Domino's.
Why?
They put in big letters that you can understand. Recycle. Do your part.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're not telling you which bin to put it in.
They're not, but I mean, I only have one for recycling, so that makes it pretty easy to me.
You know what they should say? Recycle, unless you're from Harrington, then burn away.
Burn it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Time to get to a listener letter. Kevin, what's up?
Oh my gosh, Jay, I do not have the letter pulled up. I am so sorry.
Kevin James.
You know what? I do not have an excuse other than stupidity, lack of awareness of time.
Uh-huh.
I was just rubbing some Benadryl on my foot, but that got me a little sidetracked.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't ever need to hear. I don't know. I don't know. If it starts with rubbing, I'm out. Clip of the day, Kevin?
Sure, Jay. It has to do with rubbing.
Kevin's.
All right.
Clip of the day.
It's rub-free. This one's fine. Don't worry. No worries at all. This one is... I've been more and more fascinated lately with just random people where I will get in like a deep dive of looking somebody up. And I can't remember what started it for me. It was some sort of documentary. I wish I remembered what got me doing this. But I've been doing it a lot lately with people that I just found fascinating. And one of those people was Andre the Giant. No idea why I decided to go down that road and start looking at Andre the Giant stuff. And I was just, you know, he was a legendary wrestler. From he passed away in the 90s.
Okay.
I know that. So but I think like 60s, 70s, and 80s, he was the guy. He was the top paid, the biggest, you know, everybody wanted to see the Giant. Andre the Giant.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about
7'5", exactly. 520 pounds.
Exactly. That's
just a freak of a man. Now, of course, you know, he was that big from having a pituitary gland issue and so health-wise, he was never a guy that was going to live a long time. It was just kind of a bummer.
Right.
But Andre the Giant, some of the lore of him is talking about his drinking days. Now, he eventually stopped drinking, but when they were talking about his drinking days and what Andre the Giant, a man who was, again, 7'5", over 500 pounds, and if you've ever seen the picture of a regular 12-ounce beer in his hand... It's one of the goofiest things you'll ever see.
It's got to look like a little tiny toy.
It's just a little toy. It doesn't look real. And that's why he apparently can drink them. Listen to this story. This is old school with Dave Letterman back in the 80s talking drinking with Andre the Giant.
And you, I know you enjoy drinking beer, don't you?
Not anymore.
You did quit drinking beer?
Yes.
Now, you used to have a really an incredible appetite for drinking, didn't you?
Right, for beer, yes.
Is it true that you, in one sitting, drank 117 beers?
Yes, in one night.
Yeah. And did that? Were you drunk at the end of that?
I don't remember. I think I passed out.
But you don't drink anymore?
Not since 14 months ago I quit.
Yeah. You feel better for not drinking?
Yeah, because when I was drinking beer, I used to weigh 560 pounds.
And you've trimmed down now to...
Right now, I'm 470.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look about 470. Well, congratulations.
I mean, yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, the picture...
Right? And so you start reading about this, the him drinking 117 beers.
That's insane.
And the number of people who saw it and just say, yeah, it's They said it was in 6 hours, which was basically every 3 minutes he would finish a beer.
Oh,
and
my.
He started and never stopped. It just kept going.
Steve
until
can't
was,
finish an orange crush in like
right?
9 hours. One.
How do you get any that much fluid in your body? I guess you're 560 pounds. That helps.
Yep. And you're tall. And
oh, man. Yeah. It is a wild thing to think about. They would say that Andre, a warm-up before a match back in the day when he was drinking a lot, was he would just have like, you know, a 12-pack of beer as like his warm-up getting in the ring.
What size can fits in a normal person's hand the way that can fits in his? So that can, it goes from pinky to pointer, and that's it. It doesn't go past his hand. So like what size can would a normal-sized person be able to hold? And it would fit completely in their hand.
A bottle of aspirin. Like, I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
A.
Yeah. I got a. Is that a? I got a 2 fluid ounce hand sanitizer in here that fits pretty nicely.
You can hang on to that, can you, with one hand?
Is that what this little bottle is, Steve? Is that a 2 ounce?
Is that the same thing?
Is that this one?
Do we have the same thing? No, yours is bigger.
Okay, because I was going to say that. What is that one? Is that the 3.5 or whatever?
Ooh, too big.
Because honestly, if I can't fit the cap in my hand, the cap's way above my hand.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It looks so weird seeing him hold on to something and you just go, yeah, you're not a normal sized man.
Man, that's crazy. I can't stop grabbing stuff now to see if it fits in my hand.
Yeah, to see which one your hand covers up.
Yeah. Afrin, no. Let's see. This eye drops. 0.9.
Oh, you got to be able to cover that.
Yeah, there, like that. That's the same. That's a.
That's
0.9.
How he looks holding a beer.
Okay, so gosh, eye drops.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, pretty much the same. Wow. Yeah, that's a crazy story.
Steve,
I don't know if I've ever heard that story.
Producer Steve, were you ever into wrestling?
No, not particularly, but yeah.
Not like personally, you walked around in a singlet looking for a match. That's not what I meant.
Oh. Then definitely not.
Yeah, because it's one of those that I don't. Jay, you guys weren't really ever into it too much kids.
No, not the pro wrestling stuff, not at all.
Yeah, I just went through a phase where I was really into it, and we would watch the Monday Night Raws or whatever it was that was on at the time, and we just.
Do you still
we got
peek in
it.
On went it though because of that? Do you
went
still
and
like
saw Hulk at the Spokane Arena? And,
oh,
yeah, well, you Boone did Street that. Barn. You did the in street stuff. Yeah, I mean the in person stuff. That's you were diehard. You actually bought tickets to an event, went to it.
I did. Well, a bunch of us went together, all the guys that I worked with, and we just went, and it was a good time. It was very, very fun. But now, Jay, I don't watch it now really at all. I don't keep up very good. Every once in a while, I turn it on and go, oh, who are these guys? Who's the story right now?
Yeah.
And try to figure it out. But, man, if you haven't followed it, it is hard. To know who's who and you know what's going on.
Also, is that a bad thing to watch if you have like young kids? Because then they're like off the couch, like off the top rope, and they're you know.
Oh, for sure. But you should do it anyways.
Dropping an elbow. What's that thing called where they hit you with the elbow? What is that? The elbow
pain.
Pain. It's called pain. That's right.
What? Gosh, what is that called? Solar plex.
Is that what it is?
Is that it? I don't know. That's something.
What is the wrestling move with the elbow? Jumps onto another opponent, drives their elbow into their body. Elbow drop. Yeah, elbow drop.
Just an elbow drop?
Yeah.
Boring.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kylan on the text line.
Yeah.
3D printed. Their own Uncrustables maker.
Kevin James.
You guys want one? I mean, I feel bad asking, but.
Well, he's going to print one for you?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. How much ink does it take?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Apparently, The Rock made the elbow drop famous by calling it the People's Elbow.
Ooh.
I don't know if you like elbow. That name.
Ooh. I do.
Smell what The Rock is cooking.
Don't be a little fraud, Steve.
Don't be a little fraud.
A fraud?
Yeah, you said you didn't watch wrestling, and then you want to come in like you have Rock knowledge. And
yeah,
I don't think you do you?
Oh, no, but I know that.
You just know it because it was famous.
Yeah.
You have the internet and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But you never watched. When was The Rock a wheelhouse for Steve's age, or was he older than, or too old? When was The Rock a wrestler?
No, that was about right.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that was.
Yeah, I was in prime Rock.
Really?
Mode.
The Rock shared his career.
I mean, Stone Cold Steve Austin was the big name before him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of came in and said, hey, I'm the next guy.
The Rock retired in 2004.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. All right, guys, we got a quick reminder. The podcast will be up later on this morning. And if you subscribe, which is free, then you get the notifications of when the new audio is up. And if you're like, well, I didn't get to hear only 15 minutes today because I had to do the thing with the guys and then they had a meeting. And you can listen to the entire show if you'd like. And it's free. At your leisure.
Final thoughts.
All right, Steve, final thought time. What you got?
I just want to let you know that it's all good. Everything is just fine. I didn't mess anything up. Everything is all good.
Okay.
In regards to what, Steve?
Natalie Grant emailed me back. She will be in studio tomorrow morning.
Yeah, let's go.
We will get our update on our spam around the world.
All right. Look forward to talking to Nat.
Yeah. Can we do that? Are we allowed to say that?
Well, I feel like Kevin's going to give her a nickname eventually anyway.
Oh, so she gets a nickname.
Well, yeah. Well, he, yeah. You don't know Kevin very well if you don't think he just hands out nicknames.
I do love nicknames.
Whether people like them or not, or have asked for it, doesn't matter.
Okay. So what is, I mean, is it going to just be Nat, or what is it, something else?
Right now, the first thing that popped into my head was NG4.
NG4.
Natalie Grant 4.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
KXLY News 4.
No, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, I was just making sure Steve got it.
No, I got it. I got it.
I think we should spring that on her. I bet she's going to love it.
I do like that.
Yeah, NG4. Yeah. That's actually real good, Kev.
Yeah, that's kind of like, what is it? Who is it? Paul George? What's his thing?
Are you thinking of C-3PO?
C-3PO.
Chris Paul?
C-3PO.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, Chris Paul. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Paul George has one too, though. Or is he just PG?
I think just PG, yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
I'm glad we could work our way through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That was cool.
Final thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, CP3 without the L. So, Kevin, your turn.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity here to share my thoughts.
We do.
It's the final one.
Not bad. Not a bad show today, all things considered.
Wow.
If you don't know how our day started, you should really listen to the podcast. And I think it was that second break.
No, it was the first one.
No, I think...
I think it was the second, wasn't it?
I think it might have been second.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was when I was supposed to share my first thoughts, and did I ever?
Yeah. You certainly
did. I had a rough night. Yeah. I did not sleep well, hardly at all with the, I've been having the sickness, and it was just, it was just been a lot, and then feeling a little better, thinking, okay, maybe we're back on track here, and then the gout just decides that it's going to hurt so bad again that I couldn't sleep last night. And so I'm up watching TV. I did this and that. I moved around to four or five different places trying to just find anything that I would just be comfortable and pass out. And it was just a struggle all night. And so I lost it. I lost it on the air today for a while. But
Kevin,
all things considered, the show went pretty well.
Yeah. No, Kevin, the show, by design, was set up so that if people have problems, this is a safe environment for people to come to forget those problems, to put it away for a while, to not let the real life stuff and the weight of the world and whatever emotions you're feeling, to be able to put all that aside. That's why we don't talk about certain things on the air. It's been designed.
Well, I still need to share some of my stuff.
No. That's not the stuff I mean, though. You know the stuff I mean. The stuff that causes fights.
Oh, you mean like Trump or Kamala? Stuff like that?
Yeah, there's some stuff we don't talk about because this is a release. Yeah. It's like a pressure release valve.
This is for fun, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's been by design. And just because that's the way it was designed for people who are listening on the other side of the radio, that doesn't mean you can't participate in it.
True.
So it was fine.
It was what I needed to get through the day. We got through the day. I will admit my eyes have been shut for the last 15 minutes.
That's neat.
But that's, that's fine. Preparing for what's next.
What did you say, Steve?
I said it was still loud.
What was loud? Oh, me yelling.
Well, that part is true.
It was, yes.
Yeah, but you should go listen to the podcast if you missed it. It's fun.
Yeah, you got to hear all that volume.
Yeah, man.
No, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Maybe. I don't know if this is a good or a bad idea, but they got ramen noodle in like a tube now. More of like a...
excuse me?
Yeah, it's more of like a... It looks like...
Pringles?
The opening of it looks like a Muscle Milk.
Oh.
The container looks more like a juice box. So you can squeeze the noodles out of it. And they have caffeine in them.
Wait, so are the noodles...
You can heat them.
Like cooked already? Yeah, kind of squishy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, and then you can heat them up. So you get... They're made for gamers so that you can, like, I know, without taking your hand off the controller.
Seeing this, Jay.
Yes. You squeeze it into your mouth. But the thing they've added to it, Kevin, is caffeine. Before it was just squeezable noodles, which sounds terrible. And then now they've added caffeine to it so that you can, like, not have to drink, you know, your Monster or whatever while you're eating your squeezable noodles. It's all in one.
Yeah, but you still get thirsty.
This coming from you, the least hydrated human on the planet.
Yes.
Literally the least hydrated person I've ever seen in the history of hydration. I mean, how many bottles of water do you have sitting on your counter?
Well, I mean, three, but...
How many do you bring in every day?
One.
So there's been, because you're also drinking one, so there's been 3 days where you've had zero water in 8 hours. How is that possible?
Well, I mean, I've drank. Yeah. Other stuff.
You bring in a 4 ounce apple juice.
Why do you always say it's 8 ounces?
No, it is not.
Well, maybe not.
Dude, it is not.
Maybe I'll give you six.
I'll give you, we'll compromise.
No, it says 8 fluid ounces.
Okay, so you drink eight.
Eight fluid ounces.
Okay, well, that should be enough for any human for a whole day. 8 fluid ounces and then nothing else for 8 hours?
Well, no, I try to drink at least another water, but sometimes, you know, I just don't get around to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just concerned. I just, do you pee?
Well, maybe I'll just have some ramen in a tube and be fine.
I dare you. You'd never be able to finish it. We're just worried for your health, Steve. We're just trying to keep you, you know.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, I've got. stay thirsty, my friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I've gotten better.
Oh, yeah. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's a show, gotta go. But on the way out, a cool picture sent in by one of our listeners who saw Rob Sacre. Our buddy Rob was a guest bartender at the American Legion last weekend. Raising money for charity. Good job for Rob.
Oh,
well
cool.
Done. In a very cool-looking cowboy hat.
That man is something else.
Yeah. Also on the way out, let's get somebody some tickets to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park at Triple Play. Got some tickets for you right now, 509-441-0999. Anything else, fellas?
I don't think so.
All right, Kevin, see you in the morning. Steve.
Jay.
See you in about 2 minutes.
JD1.
We are so glad you came.
Bye-bye. JD9.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. What do you like?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I mean, one I like better, but okay, I understand bye-bye. What the nine was for. I mean, it's in our call letters.
Goodbye. Yeah. Or JD999.
Are they all gone?
Too many? Too much?
Is everybody gone?
Yeah. Huh?